I am the Lord your God, who grasp your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, O worm Jacob, O maggot Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. I will make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and double-edged, to thresh the mountains and crush them, to make the hills like chaff. When you winnow them, the wind shall carry them off, and the storm shall scatter them, and you shall rejoice in the Lord, and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The afflicted and the needy seek water in vain. Their tongues are parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the broad fields, in the broad valleys. I will turn the desert into a marshland and the dry ground into springs of water. I will plant in the desert the cedar, acacia, myrtle, and olive. I will set in the wasteland the cypress, together with the plane tree and the pine, that all may see and know, observe and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. Thus ends the reading. Today, December 13th, Thursday in the second week of Advent, the Church takes time to honor St. Lucy. She is remembered as the patroness of light, especially for those who have an eye disease. I wonder if today's first reading from Isaiah wouldn't have particular meaning for them. I am the Lord your God, who grasp your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you, fear not. It must be comforting for someone who has difficulty seeing to be told, fear not, I, God, will grasp your hand. That would be something any of us could identify with, the comfort and the companionship of God, the God we believe in. The promise that I will be with you and you shall rejoice. As the responsorial psalm says today, God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. This love is something we're reminded of over and over during the season of Advent. Even as we wait for God, we are like those who cannot see very well. We have difficulty seeing that God is already with us, yet all we have to do is to be aware, to pay attention. As the poet Mary Oliver says, this is our endless and proper work. Those who live in darkness, though, may have difficulty understanding this. So the writer of this passage from Deuteronomy provides us with a contrast. The blind servant Israel, probably living during the Babylonian exile, receives a promise from God, a God who understands and comforts in a loving way. We meet an Israel here that is not unlike us, especially when we cannot see. As I read this passage, I was reminded of a recent incident from my own life. The other day, I was at my former parish. During the social hour following Mass, I happened to see a woman whom I had often seen at Mass. I didn't know her name. Somebody who was a friend of hers and who obviously knew her name told me of the amazing service she's been performing for years. It was as though my own darkness had been lifted. Previously, I had so easily dismissed her. After all, she was just another old lady at daily Mass. She's 96, by the way. It was a reminder to me that it was I who needed to be aware and to pay attention. It was a reminder that each of us has a name, and it's important to say someone's name, to call her by name. It was also a reminder that each person contributes in her own way to our common mission, which is to lift another's darkness and to make God visible. And to know, as the reading from Isaiah reminds us, after all, it is God who is gracious and merciful and who has actually done this. Amen.